With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Farming is one of the hardest jobs in the world, and many farmers are suffering because of the intense stress. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin says the Farmers First Act of 2023 is bipartisan legislation designed to help those who need it.
We have a mental health crisis in our rural communities, and it disproportionately impacts farmers and farm workers, where the suicide rate is almost 3.5 times the national average. But you think about farming, and oftentimes there's really difficult circumstances, whether that's long hours, being isolated, heavy physical labor, and all the headwinds that farmers are facing in terms of just getting ahead.
She says the Farmers First Act provides resources where they're needed the most.
It does so in a variety of ways through grant programs to make sure that resources are available when a mental health crisis hits.
The funds are intended to be used at the local level when people need somewhere to turn for help. And we'll be back with more Ag News right after this.
If you're looking for land or a specific piece of equipment for your farm, ranch, or construction site, add steffesgroup.com to your list of favorites. You'll find all of their upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide. If you have equipment to sell, check out the deadline to consign for their next bi-monthly online auction. Go to steffesgroup.com today. Get in on the action of an auction anytime, day or night. That is steffesgroup.com.
The USDA says America's agricultural exports in fiscal year 2023 are forecast at $181 billion, down $3.5 billion from the February forecast. The revision is driven by decreases in corn, wheat, beef, and poultry exports. Corn exports are forecast $2.1 billion lower to $14.5 billion on lower unit values and volumes, as Brazil is projected to harvest a record second corn crop. Wheat exports are projected down $900 million to $7.4 billion because of lower volumes and values, as well as increased competition. Soybean exports are projected up $300 million to $32.3 billion on slightly higher volumes. Total livestock, poultry, and dairy exports are expected to decrease by $1.2 billion to $39.3 billion. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.